Okay, today is Daf Peches. We are on Peches, actually, the first word. Today we'll learn for Fu Shlema for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril, Mordechai ben Malia, and Moshe Shmuel ben Basia Bela. Everyone should have a Fu Shlema. So we're up to the discussion. What were we up to? That the Mishnah had said that there was a machlokes if a full yediyah, husband knows something about Nidor, not everything, right? Not 100% sure. He knows that he never knew that he has a right to. He never knew he had a right to be made for a nether. He never knew that. He didn't know he was allowed to be made for the door. He never knew. So what did Mishnah say? No, in such a case, everyone agreed that he could be made for when he finds out that he's allowed to, right? The next part of the Mishnah said, I know I can be made for. I didn't know that was a nether. I'm not such a bucky hilchas nedarim. I didn't know that was a neder. So now Reb Meir said he cannot be mefer. Right. And we had a machlokas that's ever or on that day. Why can he not be mefer? Because partial knowledge is considered full knowledge. And he slept, he didn't do it that day, he blew it. And the Chachamim say, no, he can't be mefer. Why? Because partial knowledge is not knowledge. Right? It's not knowledge. So he didn't find out about it yet. When he finds out about it, meaning when he knows he has the right, then it changes. So then we said, we'll go back to the Gemara. Viraminu, 1 second. It says below Ra'os that when a guy kills somebody b'shogeg because he wasn't looking, pralasuma, that comes to exclude a blind person, Devi Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So the Rav explained that a blind person, even if he knows somebody's there, he doesn't have full knowledge. He doesn't know who it is. I can sense somebody's coming. He hears the breathing. He doesn't know who it is. There's full knowledge. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda said,
he's talking about Arimikla.
Arimikla, right. Kil Bashogi.
Right.
And Rameir Omer, Larabo says Asuma.
Right.
To include a blind person. So what do you see from here? According to Rameir now, right? Partial knowledge is considered knowledge. And in our Mishnah, he said it's not. Right?
So if the blind man knew that the guy was standing there, it's partial knowledge.
It's partial knowledge. He doesn't know who it is. It's partial knowledge. And yet, it goes to our Miklat according to the mayor.
Yeah.
But in the first case in the Mishnah, when a guy had partial knowledge,
it doesn't.
It's not considered knowledge. So it's a stira. So Amar Rava, what are you comparing two things in left field? Hachamen Yana Dekra, Vahachamen Yana Dekra. Each one's learned out of their respective psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Saver, Gavi Rotzeach Tziv, by a murderer it says, Vashi Yavu Esriyehu Bayar. Where did this happen? Why did Torah have to say that? It happened in a forest. It can happen anywhere.
Yeah, but he took an axe.
I understand, but why couldn't the Torah has to give you the background story? What do you need that for? I'll tell you why. Kol davar miyal liyar. Anybody means it's a Rosh Hashanah.
Even a blind person
can go to the forest. It's a free place to go. It doesn't cost money. Suma nami bar miyal liyarhu. Assume also is in the same boat. He's allowed to go there. It says via marta below ra'os, but it says that you couldn't see, which would mean l'rabba says asuma. Maybe a blind person is included. Well, we are an afkalei. I already know that because it's a forest. And a blind person is allowed to go to a forest. So, Ella, Shmamina, below Ro'os, pralasuma. The words below Ro'os must be excluding the suma. It has nothing to do with knowledge, or partial knowledge, or partial knowledge, full knowledge, or not full knowledge. Nothing to do with that. What does that have to do with? How you learn psukim? From Meir Savar, Tziv, Bivlidas, it says, Bivlidas. I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't know the guy was doing. I'm chopping away, and there's a guy there. I didn't know. Kol davar miyada, right? Kol davar miyada. The sumo labar miyadahu. Sumo doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know anything. Via marta below rose pral suma. You want to tell me that he couldn't see? That excludes the suma. We already excluded him. Mi blidas nafkale. We already excluded him. El Shmami na below Rosh is the Rabba says Asuma
includes
right. So therefore what? This has nothing to do with Nadar.
I'm trying to figure out what
this is a little left field.
Well, it's a little left field. Yeah. And from these psukim, they have a machlokes. Are blind people included in the din of Ari Miklat or not? So it's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Yehuda. So you want to tell me it's the same machlokes by the Darim? Or that, or they're not consistent? Nothing to do with that.
What did the
Yar just shows that even that the dinim of murder b'shogeg apply in a public place.
Yar is a public place.
It's a public place. Anyone can go there. And even there it applies. I can still say, I'm allowed to be here. I'm allowed to, it's such a svara maybe, I don't know. A week svara. I'm allowed to chop over here. It's a public place. I an accident happened. It's not my fault. The answer is no. Even in the yard, you can go to Ari Miklat. I guess that's the thing. So this has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with Nadar. And therefore, unlike yesterday, where we said that the Hilchas Nadarim and Hilchas Kriya are similar, right, in terms of knowledge. Remember, the guy hears his wife. Someone in his family made an edder and he made it. Turns out it was the wrong person. So too by Kriya, they told you someone died. It was the wrong person. That was, it's the same thing. He would say, no, it's not the same thing at all. A different psukim. Okay. Hamadir, next Mishnah. Hamadir hana mechasano, listen to this. Hamadir hana mechasano, a guy makes a neder against his son-in-law. Vuhu wrote that he says, libito mos, but he wants to give his daughter money, but the son-in-law is not allowed to give money, because he made a neder against him. Amar la, he tells her, hare, hamos, ha'elu, nostim l'cha b'matana. I'm giving you the money as a matana. Ubilvad shlo yehei balech rishus behen. On condition that your husband has no rights to the money.
He has to say that.
He has to say that. Wait. The Gemara is going to say in a minute that this Mishnah is the view of a mayor who holds that even if you say that, it doesn't work. You can say anything you want. You can't go against the Torah. The Torah said anything she owns, he owns. So I can say, I don't want to own it. That doesn't work. That's why you need the second line. The second line is... No, she's not. Not according to her mayor.
You mean, and what happens if she got a Yerusha?
It depends when the Yerusha came.
All right, but she still has
if to... If it came when she wasn't married to him... Account. If it came when she wasn't married to him, then you could put that in the ksuva and you could exclude it. Once they're married, and the father says, here's a check for, I want to give a check to her, not to him, that doesn't work. Except that's why you need to...
Check, but what about Yerusha?
What? Maybe it is, I don't know. Right, so I don't know about a Yerusha, I don't know. But he's not giving a Yerusha, he's giving a Matana. He's alive. So that's why you need the second line. Right, except for the second line. Second line is, Ela Masha at Nosas, Venosanas Bevicha. I'm not going to give you a check. Because if I give you a check, it goes to him. And I have an edder against him. Here's what I'm going to do. Anytime you want to eat, you come to me, I'll feed you. That's what I'll give you. You come to me, I'll feed you. Once the food's in your mouth, your husband has no right to that. Why not? I'm not 100% sure why not. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure why not.
Because you're
lying on
the field, pick food to eat.
Okay, so that could be, let's look at the run.
We're not talking about a Naira hero.
No, we're talking about a married woman. She could be 30 years old. And her father made an edder against her husband, the son-in-law. This is him I can't stand, you I like. I'll give you a check. That won't work. Because Mashakana Ishakana Baila. The only way to do it is that you come to the house, I'll feed you. I'm not violating the neder because your husband has the rights to it. It's in your mouth already. Then why not? So the Ran says, look at the Ran, we don't have to read the whole thing. Where it says it's the fifth line where the lines are wide. The second word it says Vidafka. Right after a period, yeah. So he says, "Vidafka da amar lahani tre lishni." He's got to say both. He has to say, number one, I don't want your husband to have any rights to it. That doesn't really work. He's got to say the second sentence. You come to the house, I'll feed you. Aval amar ein lebaylach reshus behen bilachud. If he just says, I don't want your husband to live over here, lo mahani, it doesn't work. The masnisin reb meir he, the amar, yad ha'isha kiyad baylach. Yada ishas kiyad baila kidemuki la b'gemar. The Gemara is going to say v'chi tema im kain. If that's all true, ki amar la nami elamasha atno no sounds labicha amai mahani. So then, why does that work? Come to the house, I'll feed you. Why does that work? Right? Why does that work? Hainu tema. Here's why. Mishum dekiv and she'ein isha zocha bin achasim klal adjetitin osam lapicha. Vosach piha, she doesn't acquire her father's possessions until it's already in her mouth. Hare ba'osa shah, at that moment, ain habal yachal lazakis behen. The husband cannot be zochit. Why not? Because it's disgusting, it's in her mouth already. Like, why not?
No way.
What do you mean there's no way?
Take it away.
What?
No way you can take it away, it's in her mouth already. No way you can take it away. What are you going to tell her? Spit it out?
If it's challenge, you really can't say that. But what if it's candy? That's why he must say, he must add on and say, what I'm putting in your mouth. Then doesn't it, like I said, okay, I'm not sure why, 100%, why not? Why not? What did you say to before? I hear. That's a good point. Smarty says she's allowed to go to the field and eat something. She doesn't have to account for that to the husband. Oh, I had an apple today in the field. She doesn't have to do that. So maybe that could be pshat.
Right. It's the same thing.
Same thing over here. You come over here, I'll feed you. And once it's in your mouth, yeah, if I give you a bag of apples, then a chanami. But I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you the apples. I'm making you eat the apples. So eat them over here by me. Your husband has no rights. That's the best I can do for you. Aval I amallah. Elama. Right, but if he gives her anything, whatever he hands to her belongs to the husband. He can't do that because there's a nether against him. Okay. Good. Amar Rav Ashi says Rav Ashi back in the Gemara now. Lo shanu. That's all true. Ela da amar lo matcha atno senas senas picha. He has to say, the only way I can not violate my neder against your husband, my son-in-law, is if I feed you. That's the only way. Aval Amar, but if he said, Masha Tirtzi Asi, how does the article translate those words?
Do
what you please. Meaning, here's the apples. You want to eat them, good. You want to take them home, it's also good. That won't work. Kana Yason Baal, the Baal will become the owner of them.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Right? Because they're not in her mouth. So as long as they're on the table, and now he's mocked, once he's mocked them to her, once the father gives them to her, she can't now say, ooh, now I'm going to eat them. Too late. The husband owns them.
He puts it in good words. He said, for since she's able to put into any use, the rights automatically is transferred.
Exactly. Right? Since she can do anything with them, the minute the father says, here those apples, go take them, I'm busy now.
Automatically
belongs to the husband. The only way not, you don't own them till they're in your mouth. Then for some reason, the husband has no right to it. Shmuel Amar, no. Afilu Amar Marsha Tirtzi Asi Lo Kana Yason Baal. Even if he says that, the husband doesn't have rights to it. How can that be pshat? The answer is going to be, let's look at the Ran Amar Beis. The Ran Amar Beis. It's the Ran over here, Shmuel Amar. What did Shmuel say? Even if he said that, the husband has no rights to it. How could that be? The answer is Shmuel lo polad ad Rav bepirusha demasnisim. Shmuel's not arguing on Rav, on the explanation of the Mishnah. The modele devade masnisim iamar lo mashterti asi lo mahani. Shmuel agrees that the Mishnah cannot be read any other way. Shmuel agrees to that. Ela bedina hu depolagale. But Shmuel happens to argue on Rav beferish. In other words, what did Rav say? Rav said that he has to say, the father has to say, you're only kona when it's in your mouth. Shmuel says, I agree the Mishnah said that. I don't hold like that. Why? I don't hold mashakana ishakana baila. I don't agree with that statement. I agree the Mishnah holds like that. The Mishnah said that, but I have a Tana out there who doesn't hold like that. Therefore, I don't hold like that myself. Yes, I agree the Mishnah said that. But there's other Tanoim in the world, and they argue on that, right?
Well, would that be a problem to hold Sechta?
It doesn't come up in the Holman Sechta. It doesn't come up in the Holman Sechta.
Many times we say here in the Sechta that the Baal has a total resource over the wife. Many times, in many cases.
I hear.
All of a sudden he said that. Not true.
Okay, let's finish the round and see if your question still stands. The Rav Muki Masnisim Kira Meir. Rav held like Rav Meir. The Amar Yada Ishakiyad Baila. The Yada Ishakiyad Baila. V'savra lo kavaseif. And he holds like that. When we shum hachi, pasig v'amar, therefore Rav paskind, de'i amar la ma'ashatir tiyati, karni yasam bal. That if the husband said, here they are, do what you please, the husband owns them. Right? Ma'ashakarni isha karna baila. There's no question, Shmuel says, the Mishnah says that. I can't, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Elan the Palaga le Bedina, but he argues on the whole din itself. Mishum de Svir le Dalacha, Kirabanan, the lower Mir Yadi Shikiyad Baila. We don't hold like that. Kirabanan don't hold like that. Hilkach, E Arma la Masha Tirzi Asi, E Nami Amanash, She Ain Labaila Chrishos Behen Bilachud, the Chiyadadi, Ninu Mahani. If the father says, I'll give him to you, honey, I'll give him to you, my dear daughter, on condition your husband has no rights to it, that works. Rameir said it doesn't work. Shmuel says, I agree, the Mishnah doesn't say that. But in life, it does work. And therefore, someone could give something to a woman and say, I'll give it to you on condition your husband doesn't have rights to it. That does work. Rameir said it doesn't. And our Mishnah said it doesn't. And Shmuel said, the Chacham say it does. And I also say it does. Okay? Okay. Mask of Lord Zera. One second. Kiman Az Lahashmaita de Rav. Who holds like, so who does Rav hold like? He holds like Rav Meir. The Amar Yad Isha Kiad Baila. Right? Which we just explained. Right? Right? Okay. So by the way, the Ran points out, there's no place in Shas where it says Yad Isha Kiad Baila. Never says that anywhere. Rav Meir never says that. He says it by an Eved. So the Ran says, Hu Adin Yad Isha. Says by an Eved, Hu Adin, a wife. Okay? But that's the Shita. Now one second. Viraminu, 1 minute. Keitan Vishtatim Vamavoi. How do you make a Shituf in a Mavoi? How do you do that? What does a Shituf in a Mavoi mean? A bunch of different houses open to a courtyard, and you want to you want to make them all into a partnership so you can carry there on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not a Rishus Rabban Daraisa, it's a Rishus Rabban Darabanan. So therefore, the Chacham said, don't carry here, you might mix up this with a real street. But if you make a mavoi, if you make a shittuf, it's mutter. So what happened? Everybody in the town is super busy. Everybody in the block is super busy. They leave it to the one schlepper, you're in charge of it, you do it. So how's he going to do this? He's all by himself. So he's mezaka everybody else. Right? He's mezaka everybody else. I'm picking this up on behalf of Reuven. And this is on behalf of Shimon. And this is on behalf of Levi. What if he's also not there? Nobody in the town, nobody in the block is there. So how are you going to do it? Everybody's at work. It's Friday, it's busy. How's it going to happen? So the Gemara says, Kate, what? Right, but who's doing it? Nobody's around. See, even he's not around. No one's around. How are you going to do it? You need somebody. What? So the wife, the kids, there we go. Kids have mishtatim amavui. Mniach es achavis. Take a barrel. Right? Everybody chipped in for this barrel. Right? The Amar, and you say, Harei zeh l'chol b'nei mavui. This belongs to everybody. U'mezake lehen ayadei avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivriyim. You can be mezake it through an Eved Ivri. Even a woman Eved Ivri, an Am Avriya, they're full-fledged Jews. Ayadei b'no u'bito ha'gedolim. Your kids that are over bar mitzvah. V'ayadei ishto. And through your wife. But 1 second. How's your wife different than you? Mashakani isha, kana baila. So she's just an extension of you. So if you need other people to be mezakah for others, how's your wife any better than you? V'yamrit kana yashon baila. If anything your wife owns belongs to you, Ear of Lo Nafik Mershut into Baal. It never left the Rishus of the Baal. Say you Mizaki for other people. So I give it to you on behalf of David. That you can do. I can't give it to my wife on behalf of David. Right? So the Gemara answered the Kasha. That's the Kasha. Amar Rava. Afa Gav. The Amar of Meir. Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Even though Rameir really said that, right? Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Modu Rameir, in Shituf, Rameir agrees, when it comes to an Eruv, the Kivon Dilu Zechus L'Achirmu Miyad Baila Zachya. Since it's also for other people, that works.
He agrees.
What?
What? He agreed to the partnership.
What? Who agreed? Of course the husband agreed. Let me give you an example. I want to give you a gift on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do that, right? You're not supposed to give gifts on Shabbos. So I want to give you a gift on Shabbos. I'm going to see you in Shul Friday night. But once I see, you're not going to come Friday night, and I'm going to see you Shabbos morning. But I want to bring it Friday night, so you'll see you Shabbos morning. But I can't give it to you on Shabbos. So what do? I give it to my son, and I tell my son, I'm giving this to you for Mr. G. I'm mezakeh it to you on behalf of, that I can do. Right? Now, on Shabbos, he can give it to you. I can't give it to you, because I can't give you a gift. So that's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah. One.
Right. Exactly.
You want your house.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a gift. But a mezakeh is for him. But it's for you. It's a gift for you.
Why don't we use the same exact thing as what we do with the wine? Make effort.
Okay. I hear.
Isn't that how we do it?
Yeah.
He says it a little different. He says.
One second. But what if the guy doesn't open the bottle?
Doesn't open the bottle?
At the meal.
Doesn't have to open the bottle.
So it's Hefker sitting in his house?
No, he takes permission. You're not taking it yourself. Hefker. You know what?
Who
else takes it?
Right.
So. He's
out of Shabbos. Right.
He says like this. He says, since his object is to transfer it to others,
right,
she can acquire it.
Right, we're going to read around in a second. But this is what's going on here. I have a barrel. I want to be mezakeh to everybody else. Nobody has. Everyone's too busy, so I want to be mezakeh to everybody else. I can carry my block. Right? How do I do that? I give it to my son, and then you are being mezakeh. You can't do that to your wife. She's the same thing as you. That doesn't work. So Mary said, "No, but for other people it'll work." What does that mean? So the Ron says in the last mid-level line. The Nihi, the Amar of Meir, Ein Kinyan Leisha below Baila, right? You can't do that. Mikal Makom, Hechadiyavla Achar Matana. That's only by a gift. The guy wants to give his daughter a gift. He can't avoid the husband. There's no way to do that. Aval Modehu, the Baal Shunasa Matana Leishno Kanza, but a husband could do that. The Ein Abal Ochal Peiros, Kilimina Beparachas Gazabatim. No one argues on that. The husband himself can give it to her and say, here, I'm giving this to you on behalf of other people. It's not like he's giving it from one pocket to the other pocket. It's not like that. No, he can do that. Hilkach, hachanan mikibin debal mimanosach, mikal makom, hakamapik le mirshusei, even though it's leaving his rishos, afal pisha enos lo mamish, he didn't really give it to her. El luzakos es acherim, that works. He didn't really give it to her. He's mezakeh her. Or he's mezakeh the others through her. That you can do. Now, the Gemara has an internal question about the Erev issue. Why? Because here we just said, you're allowed to give it to your wife. You're allowed to be mezakeh your wife. She could be one of the people you could help to make this Erev on the block. Right? You can do it through your wife. However, Eser, Ravina, Lorvashi, Eilu Shazakeh Lehem Ayadei Beno Bida Gedolim. Here are the people that you can do this to. Your children that are gedolim, avda v'shevchaso ivriim, your eved ivri, ve'elu she'en zachin lahem. Here are the people you can't give it to. Al b'no b'ito ha'ketanim, avda v'shevchaso ha'kenanim, v'ishto, and your wife. So is your wife in or out? One place said yeah, one place said no. So el amar vashi, masnishin, no, you know what the case is? She herself has a chutzer. How did she get a chutzer? Her father gave it to her before she was married, and in the ksuva it said, this is not a part of the marriage estate. So she has her own chutzer. So she has an individual, so of course she could be included now. Of course she could be mezakeh, because there's assets that the husband can't touch. Those assets, he can be mezakeh her. You hear? So look at the Ran, El Amar Vashi. Ki katani mezakeh lehem ayde ishto dafka b'shiyesh lo chatzer ba'osa mavli. Only if she has a chatzer in the mavli, then it works. How'd that happen? Ki go, for example, the nafla la b'yerusha ba'oda arusa. It came to her before she was fully married as a yerusha. V'ukasav la ba'oda arusa, and he writes in the ksuva, denu dvarim ein li b'nechatzer. I have nothing to do with that property. It's not my property. Nothing to do with it. That's why the zechiyah will work. The wife is not good. Why is it good? Why one place says it's no good? That's the halacha. The one place says it's good. Yeah, well, it's good, but she has her own property there. So the Gemara says, so you can be zochet for her as an individual property. You can be zochet for everybody else in the block. Okay, we can do the Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah. Betty, here we go. It says in the Torah, V'nadar almana u'gerusha yakim aleha. It says in the Torah, the neder of an almana or a gerusha is mekayim. So the Ron explains, what does that mean? You're not married to her anymore. She's an almana or a gerusha. So what does the pasuk mean? Think about it. What does that pasuk mean? It says neder almana u'gerusha yakim aleha. The neder of an almana or a gerusha is substantiated. Is mekayim.
The question is, which neder is this?
What do you mean?
It's a neder that she made, then nobody made
for
it. So, or is there a neder that she made for it to get out?
So the pasuk of the pasuk is that she's an almana or a gerusha, and she made a neder. There's nobody that can come and knock away the neder. Exactly. So what does the pasuk mean? So the Gemara is the Mishnah. I'll tell you what it means. This is what it means. Ketzad, what? No, you can't go. We're talking about husbands. If she's an almana or a gerusha, you can't be made for it. That's pshita. You're not married to her anymore. How can you be made for it? So ketzad, what does that mean? You know what it means? One of these crazy cases. Ambra, she says, Hareini nazir l'achas shloshim yom.
The whole thing is crazy.
I'll be a nazir. I'll be a nazir after 30 days. Even if she gets married.
Within,
what's going on? She's on her wedding morning, and she can't believe she's marrying this guy. She can't believe what she did. She got herself into it. What does she say? I'll be a Nazir. When will I be a Nazir? Next week, I'll make myself a Nazir. After Sherry Brachas, I'll be a Nazir. Right? So, does that work? Can the husband be made for it? The answer is no. Ain yachal lahafer. The husband cannot be made for it. Why? Because this Mishnah says, you go by when you say the words. Not by when it's chal.
Even after 30 days.
Even after 30 days, she's a nazir. Why? Because
even after 30 days, you can't be made for it?
No.
What should become the husband?
No, because we had a rule that a husband cannot be made for Kodman.
No, that's not the case.
That's not the case?
She made a nazir before she remarried, but it takes effect while she just got remarried.
Right. Afal P. Shenisay. She's not married yet. She'll get married within 30 days. No, the declaration was when she was single, and it takes effect when she's married. After I want it to take effect, not now, not today. That's the day of my wedding. I want it to be at the wedding. I don't want it to be effect now. After Sherry Brachas, when I'm stuck with him, then I want to be a nazir. So what's the halacha? Can he be made for it? No. Why not? Because the neder goes when it's uttered. Right? Nadra, the Hebrew Shusabal, if she's married and she makes a neder, Nefer Allah, he can be made for it. Ketzad, for example, Amr Hareini Nazir, L'achalamid Yom, I'm going to be a Nazir after 30 days, Afal Pishen, Amalon, Gashem, Masoch, L'amid Yom, even though they have the date set up for the divorce. In the bezdin. So she says, I'm going to be in the, thank God I'm getting out of this marriage. I'm so happy to Hashem, I'm going to become a nazir. When? After the divorce is final. Right? She says that on the way to the get with her husband. Can he be made for it? Yes. Why? Because it goes to when he said it. Nadra, Now, this case is a crazy case. Nadra Bobayom, she made it to that day. Vinizgarsha Bobayom, she got divorced. Vichzir Bobayom, and she got remarried all the same day, right? How you be able to do that? Not wait 3 months? I don't know. But all same husband, same guy.
Same guy.
Afal pi, what does it say here? Ein yachol lahafer. He can't be made for that. Why not?
Because of the
prayer. Kal she yatzal l'rishus atzma achas. She went out even for 1 minute. Eino yachol lahafer. The husband can no longer be made for it. All right. That was the Mishnah. The Gemara is, of course, going to turn everything on its head. And we'll do that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
This problem should have 30 blocks before.